Barbara Feinberg's 12-year-old son loves to read Daniel Pinkwater, Lewis Sacker, Barbara Park, and just about anything related to his hero, Mel Brooks. But a few years ago, Feinberg noticed that her son Alex was struggling with the reading list assigned by his school. She decided to read the books herself and discovered a grim panorama of topics: suicide, alcoholism, abandonment, and violence. Barbara Feinberg wrote her own book about the experience called Welcome to Lizard Motel, Children, Stories, and the Mystery of Making Things Up. She joins us now from New York. Hi there.
Hi.
My first question is that, you know, there's a long tradition of depressing children's books. You look at fairy tales even, you know, the Grimm brothers, their Cinderella, and even more recently, a lot of award-winning books have pretty grim plot lines. What's different about the books your son had to read?
There's a world of difference, really. I think that the world of fairy tales is indeed about dark and dreary and dangerous things about growing up. But the key aspect about fairy tales is it takes place in once upon a time long, long ago. And it's really cast in a realm, if you will, of in symbolic language, in a fairy tale language, in a dream language, so that there's a way that a child can enter the story and it's not as pointed. There's places you can hide, there's places you can detour. And also, in fairy tales, there's always magic. And the protagonist child is always triumphant in some way. The stories that my son was reading couldn't be more different. They are cast in completely realistic terms. They usually take place in a city or in a very particular location. They have familial problems at their center. And mostly what their concerns are adult problems and frustrations and how the child is trying to cope with those problems. There is not an imaginative dimension or a fantasy dimension, and there certainly is no magic.
Kind of a reality literature?
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
What do you mean when you say there's no room for imagination? Tell me more about that.
The books that my son had to read, for example, a book that is assigned over and over again in our schools, it's an award-winning book, is called Walk Two Moons by Sharon Creech. And some people love it, and my son was someone who really couldn't stand it. And it's a detailed description of a girl who's looking for her mother, her mother has abandoned her, which sounds like a plot in a fairy tale, of course, but she proceeds to look for her mother, and during the course of the story, instead of running into great challenges where she gets to find ways of garnering courage and overcoming adversity in a fairy tale sort of way, she comes to learn what in fact happened to her mother. And what in fact happened to her mother is her mother had a miscarriage and then had a hysterectomy and then had a deep depression as a result of this and fled the family because she just couldn't take it anymore. And the girl ends up finding her mother at the end of the book.
And this is for what age?
My daughter was assigned it in third grade. And then it's standard to be assigned between fifth and sixth grade, so the kids are 10. And anyway, at the end of the book, the mother's found, but she's been dead all along because she was killed in a bus accident. So there really is not a way where the protagonist, who does learn some lessons and there's some other plots, and she ultimately has to learn that she has to stand on her own two feet. But she's not given an internal life that's rich and imaginative. She's really, it's about finding out what adults have been up to, what their inner life problems are, and how she has to cope with them.
You do cite instances where children, friends of yours, cite other children who love these books, who see things maybe reflected in their own lives and seem to relate to them.
I'm sure that's true, and I don't want to paint it with a broad brush at all. I think that they're books that certainly depict emotional situations that resonate for certain kids very much and very powerfully. I'm thinking of a book called The Cat Ate My Gym Suit by Paula Danziger, I think. That was a book that a lot of kids, older kids, really loved. And that's a difficult family story about an overweight girl and a very overbearing father and a kind of weak mother. And that has a different feeling than the books I'm describing. I think, for one, it is more respectful of the child at the center, that the story is told really through her eyes and doesn't have a sort of a secret agenda. it also has a family that's caring at the core. An aspect of the books that I'm finding difficult and my kids find difficult is the family is so flimsy and the adults are so weak and ineffectual that safety is either physical or emotional safety is not a guarantee at all.
Your book is really an essay of a type, and you're seeking, you're trying to explain this new trend. What, to the best you could figure out, what is the motivation for these kind of reality books?
As best that I can figure out, it comes from a very benevolent impulse, really, which did come from the 1960s or so, when there was a huge cultural shift that began to embrace the notion of sort of tell it like it is and wanting to open the windows and let the sunlight in and not keep secrets anymore, keep secrets about a corrupt government or keep secrets about racism or keep secrets about domestic troubles. And there was a general cry for honesty and openness and the culture in general wanting to be more telling stories from points of view that hadn't been told before, which is all wonderful and progress. And childhood got also cast in the same intent. A lot of the notions about childhood beginning then were that children shouldn't be shielded from the facts of life. That children should be let in on, for example, that there's alcoholism in the family or that mother left and why mother left. Things that previously in literature and also in life were not spoken about as directly. So much of this, I think, is a humane and interesting impulse. I think the problem is that it's a little bit overly manufactured and needs to be recalibrated.
Barbara Feinberg's new book is Welcome to Lizard Motel, Children's Stories and the Mystery of Making Things Up. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.